Jadak and Post climbed off the aged Mob Quet swoop they had rented at Basid's poor excuse for a spaceport and stared down the dirt lane that allegedly led to Quip Fargle's cabin.
Next time, you ride on top of the drive,
Post said, rubbing his rear. Jadak grunted a laugh. Not likely. I've seen how you pilot. He walked 10 meters down the lane, inspecting broken branches on the tall shrubs that bordered it. He owns a land speeder.
You think we would have had a hope of finding this guy if Zen Bayan hadn't remembered?
Not a hope. They had been halfway out the door of the kindest cut when the Sulistan stylist had recalled that Quip Fargle had changed his name to Vec Minim, though she hadn't said why. The journey to Vasid had taken 2 days and all but cleaned Jadak out of what remained of Core Life's indemnity payment. Jadak had been cautious at the spaceport, on the watch for signs that they were being followed by Lestra Oxic's henchmen. Finding none, they had rented the swoop under Jadak's false identity and begun the search for Vec Minim. Vasid wasn't an uncomfortable world, just one you wouldn't want to homestead on unless you had good cause. Covered with forest, relieved here and there by expanses of natural grassland, indigenous wildlife had rule of the place. Settlers ran the gamut from humans to Gotals, most of whom were either subsistence farmers or shopkeepers. Visitors came to hunt, and were well served by a string of costly lodges accessible only by airspeeder. Jadak suspected that Quip Fargle wasn't the only local to have changed his name and reinvented himself. He studied the dirt lane for a moment and returned to the swoop. If this doesn't pan out, we're gonna have to resort to finding work or stowing away on the next ship out of here. Post winced.
Work won't kill you.
Maybe not, but it could kill my spirit. Jadak laughed and shook his head. You figure we made a mistake coming here?
For what it's worth, yes. Look at it this way. Even if the YT didn't end its days at Bilbringi, think how many times it could have changed hands since Zen Bayan stole it. 5, 10? And like you say, we're almost tapped out.
What's your plan, then?
We go back to Nar Shadda, pool our talents to earn some serious credits, and hire a slicer to work on finding out where the YT ended up.
Lestra Oxic was probably doing just that, Jadak thought. But unless the lawyer knew as much about the ship as he did, Oxic would need his help in locating the treasure. Maybe that's how it would have to play out. Still, Jadak wasn't ready to cash in just yet. Let me see that blaster of yours, he said. Post handed it over, and Jadak tucked it into the storage compartment that held their rucksacks. I don't want you making Quip nervous. They concealed the swoop in the thick foliage and headed down the lane on foot. Just into the first curve, they came upon a sign lettered in Basic.
Intruders will be hunted down?
Post read.
And the wounded will be prosecuted?
He looked at Jadak.
And you don't want me making Quip nervous?
Jadak kept walking. In a hollow, another quarter kilometer down the lane, sat a small wooden structure with a landspeeder parked out front. He's probably watching us already. Post gazed about him.
I don't see any cams.
Macro binoculars. Or maybe his eyes are still good. Raise your hands above. Two blaster bolts hissed over their heads, and a voice said,
Stay right where you are. The next stretch is mine, and unless you know the route, you're gonna be wiki food.
The local carrion birds, Jadak said, putting his hands in the air.
And here I was hoping the local rodents would be picking our bones.
Zen Bayan told us where to find you, Jadak called out.
Is he still selling weapons on Yaga Minor?
The Zen Bayan we know is a beautician on New Balasar. A response was slow in arriving.
I've deactivated the mines. Come forward slowly and keep your hands where I can see them.
Jadak nodded, and they began to drop down into the hollow. A frail human male, holding a blaster rifle almost as old as the swoop, was waiting on the structure's front porch.
Do we call you Vec or Quip? Jadak asked.
That entirely depends on why you're here.
We want to talk to you about a certain YT-1300 freighter.
The old man added frown lines to the wrinkles that grooved his face.
Are you the ones that placed the HoloNet message?
Yeah, that's us,
Post said before Jadak could speak.
What are you, writing a news story or something?
You got it,
Post went on.
For the Coruscant Journal.